When I tried to, quote-unquote, fully experience the body, I seemed to hold the in-breath too tightly, causing tension in the abdomen. Do you have any tips for loosening up the diaphragm or the belly area? Thank you. Just loosen up the diaphragm and the belly area. Because a lot, I mean, this is where, again, that's where we take an instruction, and this is how, I mean, this is how we learn balance as well, in the sense, if we haven't really heard that teaching or tried it out in terms of, or seen it as a perspective, oh, fully experiencing one, so that, okay, that sounds like a good idea, and of course it's the Buddhist teaching, it must be a good idea, so I should do it, and then we do it, but then it's still a bit theoretical or a bit it's not natural yet, so then it creates some tension or causes some, you know, we're trying a bit too hard. So then you notice, okay, I'm trying too hard. I need to relax. I need to just soften and just let this loose. And then after a while, one finds, I'm slumped. I'm falling asleep. And oh, I need to. So that there's this experience and knowledge that you're gaining by doing it, and that's where the confidence and clarity really starts to establish itself, and so that just learning how to experiment and being the Buddha is giving us the encouragement and the hopefully the confidence to experiment, try things out, because that's how we learn. And that as we do that, and as we are attentive to the result, the feeling, tuning into, well, what is it that is, what am I experiencing more of here? More dukkha or more sukha? And then you say, that's how you learn, that's how you adjust. Say skills are developed just by in the doing of it. There's two questions here.